Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We're wondering, all across the country, yes, sitting here smack dab in the middle of the country in St. Louis, Missouri, how is the lifting of Title 42 going to affect us? It seems like that border certainly is far away from us in the Midwest here, but it is. It is a problem that's going to affect every state across the country. And to talk to us about that is Jessica Vaughn, the Director of Policy Studies at Center for Immigration Studies. On with us now. Jessica, thank you for coming on the Annie Fry Show today. It's great to have you here.
Glad to be with you.
So tell me how the pending lifting of Title 42, a measure put in place to curb some of the entries across our southern border, how it actually affects the whole United States.
Well, it affects everyone because the people who are coming, who have been coming over and who are expecting to be able to come over illegally are not staying in the border area. They're fanning out around the country to almost every state, pretty much. Texas and Florida are getting about 25% of the people coming, but almost every state is noticing an influx of people. They're joining family and friends who have gone before them. So anywhere that you already have illegal immigration, it's going to grow. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that lifting Title 42 is going to cause at least a tripling of illegal migration. And the Biden administration has admitted that its plan is to basically let everyone come in and remain in the United States for the foreseeable future, either by applying for asylum or being allowed in because they don't want to use the immigration laws or the requirements in those laws to remove people. So it affects everyone. It really affects the school system, because the people who are being allowed in are those illegal migrants who come with a child, or who send a child unaccompanied. And so, the first place we start to notice, beyond the border, in communities in the heartland, the first thing you notice is the enrollment in the schools. And, under a longstanding Supreme Court case, communities are obligated to enroll all kids in the public schools. And yet there's no increase in the tax base that is coming along with this influx of illegal migrants. We see a concerning increase in human trafficking, labor trafficking, setting up people with fake identification so that they can work, because most of them are not getting work permits right away. So they end up working illegally, with a wink and a nod from the Biden administration. And they are usually going to be receiving social services to help them survive in the United States, because nobody is going to be making them go home anytime soon.
We're speaking with the Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies, Jessica Vaughn. If I'm trying to put myself in the shoes, the mindset of the Biden administration, the people who have the power to make the current status of our border the way it is, or to change the status of the way the border is through executive order or through passing an actual law in Congress or enforcing it, I'm trying to find where I can put myself in this mindset and come up with a reason why the way we're doing it is good for the country. Do you know what this administration, how they truly believe that what they're doing is right for the country?
Well, they believe that what they're doing is right for them. They are the people who are putting these policies are insulated from the negative effects of these policies. They're not competing for jobs with the new arrivals. They're not concerned about the cost to communities to have these kids in schools and getting social services. They don't live in the same neighborhoods. To them, this is, you know, great because it, you know, it there's more labor available at lower cost, and they think that diversity is great. That these people are going to be supportive of more immigration in the future, and that they're going to get some political bounce out of it. Although, you know, the truth is that most voters are really quite concerned about this, believe in limits on immigration, controlling our border, and proper vetting of the people who are coming through so that they are not a risk to the public. And that it's just not happening right now. And in fact, we don't know who's coming over. The border agencies are overwhelmed, absolutely overwhelmed, and don't know who's coming or why. And that, you know, we're going to pay the price down the line one way or another.
We're speaking with Jessica Vaughn with the Center for Immigration Studies. You talked about the popularity of these policies. I'm sure there's a lot of studying by the Center for Immigration Studies of how people who are very near to this border feel about it. We've certainly seen on a national scale people who have the D next to their names pushing back against the status quo, the way things are going right now. How unpopular is the current way that the border is being protected amongst all voters?
Well, from what the polling of voters shows is that they are very concerned about border security, that they do no longer trust the Biden administration with this issue. They want some changes not only at the border to prevent illegal immigration, but also to fix the broken asylum system and, you know, to have a more reasonable level of immigration. So, I mean, the ultimate poll, of course, is going to be held in November when people make decisions on their members of Congress. And I think that there is generally a sense that we need some guardrails on the Biden administration. Even, you know, among Democrats may feel, you know, that we need to have much more open immigration, but that Congress should be doing it and that it shouldn't be done as recklessly as is currently the case.
We're speaking with...
And then they're concerned about its effect on the Democratic agenda at large.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's what seems pretty evident. And, you know, as a radio broadcaster on a conservative opinion talk show, it's very easy to just kind of boil this all down to this is what the Democrats want and this is what the Republicans want. But there's such a consequence to the current status of how we are not protecting our border that it does transcend. It becomes a bipartisan issue. You know, we've seen, as I was referring to before, those Democrats that are on the southern border, but we've seen this become an issue not just because there are people here who maybe should still remain in their own country, but the amount of drugs that come in. You mentioned human trafficking. The other consequences of this influx of unknown people into our country, the fallout from this is significant, and I think people are starting to feel it even more throughout the country than they anticipated originally.
Right, and the demographic to watch really on this is immigrants or people who are descended from immigrants also feel strongly that we need to have an organized, predictable, secure system that has control and that is not, you know, letting in more illegal immigration than legal immigration, which is the case right now. Last year, we added 1.6 million new foreign-born to our population, and about a million of them have come illegally. Those migrants outnumber legal immigrants to this country, and that simply is, you know, doesn't make sense to people. You know, we have laws to control immigration. We Americans support a tradition of immigration, but they want it to be in reasonable numbers in a way that does not harm communities or the country at large.
Jessica, you know, I'm thinking about the way that these issues are generally discussed in the political realm, which is sometimes the only exposure that Americans who aren't living on that southern border might get to it. It's just, how does a certain political party speak on it? And generally speaking, for the decades that I've been alive, the left has been the party of caring. They've you know, decided to expand government in an effort to try to care for more people. That's what they are selling to the American people when they are asking for their votes. And, you know, I think of the way that immigration is discussed on the southern border. And if, up until this point in time, it's very often been made out to be that the Democrats, being a party of compassion, want people to come here and bring them in. But at the same time, I'm listening to the way you're describing the experience of these immigrants as they cross into our country. It seems to me like these people are really being treated more as a commodity rather than as humans who need asylum and need safety from where they came from.
That's right. It's almost as if they are props to support changing of policies from the Trump administration and to somehow give expression to these claimed compassionate views. But, you know, there's nothing compassionate about having policies that entice people to turn over their life savings and their families and their children to a criminal smuggling organization, to go on this dangerous journey through Central America and Mexico to the United States, breaking laws all along the way, subjecting themselves to abuse by people all along the way, and becoming indentured to smuggling and trafficking organizations coming here to live illegally. That's not compassionate. That is causing people to make bad choices, enticing them. And that is not a moral or a compassionate policy at all. When you see the victims of the smugglers, people left behind, people getting abused on the way, people getting extorted for more and more money, people being extorted for their labor once they arrive here, there's nothing compassionate about that. And it's not compassionate to those Americans who, for whatever reason, have not had the benefit of higher education, who need the jobs that some employers prefer to hire illegal workers to do. There's nothing compassionate about that. There's nothing compassionate about diverting resources away from Americans who need help from their government to support people coming illegally.
Yeah. I completely agree with that assessment, and I think we need to be talking about it even more. We appreciate you, Jessica, for coming on with us today. We look forward to connecting with the Center for Immigration Studies again soon.
I hope to talk with you soon. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Jessica Vaughn, she's the Director of Policy Studies there at the Center for Immigration Studies.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.